Everybody ready? I'm not going to come out. Ready? Hallelujah. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, open your Bibles with me to Job chapter 17. As you're getting there and you're turning there, it's kind of interesting that Job found himself in a place where he was in the complaining mode. Has anybody ever been there? Is there any complainers in the room? You know, God reminds us that faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. The Bible reminds us, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. You know, and one of the reason I'm saying this to you this morning is God's word is going to go forth and your faith is going to be increased today. Amen. Why? Because God said it was. And God's word is true. Amen. So if God says it will take place, then we trust him that it will take place. And Job, when Job chapter 17, he's in the midst of complaining, and this is kind of interesting to me. I'm going to start reading in verse 7. You ever been to that place where you thought you were the only one? Oh, no one's serving you but me, Lord. What is everyone else doing? Hello? But he says in verse 7, he said, "Mine eye also is dim by reason of sorrow, and all my members are as a shadow. Upright men shall be astonished at this, and the innocent shall stir up himself against the hypocrite. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that have clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. But as for you all, do you return and come now? For I cannot find one wise man among you. My days are past. My purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of mine heart. They change the night into day, and the light is short because of darkness." When I saw that, the Lord reminded me what he said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 8, where the word of God declared, I should have remembered it. I do remember it. "For as you were sometimes darkness, now are you light. Walk as children of light." You know, so God says, "Darkness shall cover the earth, a gross darkness, the people, but his light shall rise upon you and I, and his glory shall be seen upon us." And when I was looking at this, in the midst of Job's complaint department, the Holy Spirit spoke a word of affirmation. Do you recognize that sometimes when we're talking in the middle of our sentence, God might throw a word in? Hello? And the word that the Lord threw in was verse number 9. The Spirit of God reminded Job, "The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that have clean hands shall be stronger and stronger." The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is Tried but True. To try something to make it true is to test it, and how it endures through the test and how it comes out through the fire. You know, so today, the three things I want to share with you first and foremost is, one, the standing, to be in the right standing with the Lord. To be steady, we're to be steadfast, unmovable, and also to be strengthened. That God sends his word to strengthen each and every one of us by the power of his might. Let's pray today. Can we lift the word? I love doing this together. And you say, "Well, Pastor, you sound like a repeat show." Well, guess what? God's word is repeated over and over and over again. Every time you read it, it's repeated, okay? And one of the things about God's word and ourselves, when we repeat things, we learn it, and all of a sudden we start speaking life instead of death. So let's say together, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am everything God's word says I am. I can have what God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And Father, I'm so grateful that you sent it to accomplish something in every heart and life of each and every one that's gathered here in this sanctuary, of those that are on Facebook, Father God, those that are on the website, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you be magnified and glorified and exalted through the word that is spoken today. May it bring you glory and may it bring you honor. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that your word is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and even into the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So we say, Lord, today, be magnified and glorified through your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So in the midst of this, as Joe's, how many are going through something? How many have been complaining? Let's be real. Come on. Hello? I've shared with you God's my complaint room. When I'm complaining too much, the Lord sends me to my closet or my private space. I go in that private space, and it's almost like it's shut off from everything. And then when the Lord says, when you finish complaining, come out and I'll talk to you. Amen. Sometimes the Lord is trying to speak to us, but in the midst of our complaining, we're not able to hear because of our thoughts and the intents of our heart. But he says, first and foremost, in our text today, the righteous also shall hold on his way. And here I have the standing. And Psalms 34, verse number 15. The psalmist says this, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. I don't know about you, but I'm the righteousness of Jesus Christ. My righteousness was like filthy rags. And when I come to the Father in the name of Jesus, he has an open ear. And every time he has an open ear, he has an open mouth. Amen. So he is saying in this standing, we're also in Psalms 37, turn the page. We're looking at the standing strong, standing steadfast. The word of God says in verse number 23, he says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old. Well, I've got a little, I'm in between there. I'm not young, but I'm not old. Can I be in between? Is it all right? I'm a tweener. All right. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor is seed begging bread. I've seen many begging bread that have departed from the Lord. I've seen many begging bread that aren't truly trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the word of God says, my God shall supply for all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. His righteousness will never begging bread. No matter what this nation is looking like, God says you are his child and he will take care of you. Amen. I'm so grateful for his love and his mercy and his grace. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Then he says, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. We're looking at the standing, being in the right standing with the God. And he reminds us, and here's one of the things the Lord wants to go. Look with me in Matthew chapter 13, and we're looking at the right standing. Jesus told us that in Matthew 13, he said that the wheat and the tares were going to grow together. And we're not the separator. God is the separator. And he'll separate them in that day. And God says, judge not one another, lest ye be judged. God says that we're to encourage love. And just because the world is reacting one way, we are not in this, we're not of this world. Amen. We're representatives of heaven, and we're to react and respond according to him. My faith comes from his word and my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he's going to give you a direction. Amen. But he is saying to us in Matthew 13, he reminds us when Jesus gave the parable of the sower of the wheat and the tares. He said that he that soweth the good seed, verse 37, is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of the kingdom all things that offend, and them which doeth iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who have ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. Amen. We're not the ones separated. We're in this world to reach this world. Amen. God said we're to be the light of this world. God says that there's an end time harvest of souls. He spoke to me this morning, and he told me even this morning, he said 2020 will end with a bang that's going to bring forth a shout for the children of God as the new year is ushered in. God is doing things in our midst that you may not understand, but he's shifted and he's moving and he's setting things in place. And sometimes things, the way they look, it don't seem like they should be happening like this. We try to placate, or we try to tell God what he needs to do. God can see the beginning to the end and everything that's in between, and God knows what's best. Amen. And what he is saying to you and I, that he knows what's best, and even through the test, we trust him and he will give us rest. Hallelujah. He said, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you don't faint or give up. Keep your eyes upon the prize. He said, keep the right standing with him. Stand in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. On Christ the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. We're in the right standing with God. And when you're in the right standing with God, he also says, it is a call for us to be steady. I don't know about you, about being steady Eddie. You know, when you were young, and maybe some of you are still young, yeah, you are, and maybe some of you might be going steady. What going steady means is you don't cheat. What going steady means is you don't date anyone else. When you're going steady with somebody, you're getting ready to get engaged with them, and then you're married with them, but you're steadily following and steadily walking with them. Amen. So God's called us also to be steady Eddies and Janes and Petes and Grins and whatever name you have. Amen. Look with me in Romans chapter 2 and listen to what the Apostle Paul, when I'm looking at the thought is to be steady. God's righteous judgment. Verse number 5. Romans 2. The word of God says, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing God leadeth thee to repentance. When you're wrong, God's goodness just reveals that to me all the time. God never beats me up about my sin. He comes to me in love. He comes to me in mercy. He comes to me in grace. He says, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasureth up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath, and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile, for there is no respect of persons with God. So the Lord tells you and I, as we're going steady, he tells us in Ephesians 6, verse number 9, he says, and let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Amen. You know, when the Lord says he shall supply for each and every one of our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus, God always meets a need through a person. Amen. Amen. God always uses needs. God's using us. God, you know, our prayer is, Lord, work through us. We're submitting ourselves to you, Lord. We're submitting ourselves to your will. We're submitting ourselves to your kingdom, Father God. Use us for your glory. Use us for your honor. Use us for your praise. In this time, in this world, it's time for the let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give the Father and heaven all the glory. We're not rendering evil for evil. We're not fighting evil with evil. We're not fighting darkness with darkness. We're fighting darkness with light. We're letting the light of God shine. And let me tell you something, when God's light shines, darkness disappears. Hello? But when you start feeding darkness, it gets gross. Hello? What is he saying? The prophet Isaiah said, and darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness of people, but the Lord shall rise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Amen? I don't know about you, if you know it or not, but that's some good preaching. Hallelujah? You know why I know it's some good preaching? Because it's from the Father of heaven and it's from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. God's saying for you and I, for us to be standing on his promises. God's saying to you and I, for us to be steady. Matter of fact, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1, the writer of Hebrews reminds us, he says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. So what is the Lord saying to us today? Simply, there's a call for us to be standing. There's a call for us to be steady. Amen? And there's a call for us to be strengthened. I don't know about you, but I need to be strengthened often. Hello? Is it just me? Or is there others here? Jesus said in his word, God said in his word, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, glorify God in your infirmities, that his power may rest upon you. Amen. In other words, if I don't recognize where I'm weak, I can't depend on his strength. Look around you. Look around you. God called us to be part of a body. And in this body, everyone has different strengths. And where you have a weakness, someone in the room has strength. Someone may be strong in faith in this area and weak in faith in this area. And you may be weak in faith in this area, but strong in faith in this area. And we could all work together. That's how all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Amen? Because we're all valuable and we're all important. And God has given us, every one of us, something that someone else needs. I need what you got. Amen? Amen. I don't know about you. Isn't it good to feel needed? Have you ever been in a place in your life where you didn't feel needed? Sometimes you might even feel in a place where you don't feel wanted. Amen. No matter what this world says and no matter what man says, you've got to hold on to what God says. Because what God says is greater than what man says. Amen. And what God says about you, you can run with. You can become whatever God says you could do, you can do. Whatever God's called you to do, you could do, because his strength is made perfect in your weakness, and he will equip you to accomplish what he called you to do. You know what? God never calls you to do something that you're capable of doing it yourself. Hello? What? Say that again. God will never call you to do something that you're capable of doing it by yourself, because then you wouldn't have no need of him, and you wouldn't have no need of others, and God didn't call anybody to an island. John didn't want to be on the Isle of Patmos. Amen. He was a prisoner on that island. He was separated. But there's revelation of God came even in the Isle of Patmos. Amen. And in that time. That even in that time, God's not saying there's not going to be times when you're alone, when he has you in that solitary place, and he will speak to you in that time. Hello? Look with me in Psalms chapter 92. And we're talking about to be strengthened. To be strengthened. In our text, it said to be stronger and stronger. Do you get that in the midst? Because it's the inspired word of God. In the midst of Job's complaining, the word of affirmation sped out in the middle of it. I mean, come on now. Come on, if you just get a hold of that one thing. And sometimes when you're in the midst of complaining, all of a sudden there's an encouraging word that even comes out of your mouth. And all of a sudden you say, well, where'd that come from? I could see Job as he was speaking there, because, and then all of a sudden this word came out. Hallelujah. He says in, where'd I ask you to go? Yeah, here we go. Huh? That's exactly where we're going. Thank you for listening. Psalms 92, the psalmist is speaking about the righteous flourishing. And verse number 12. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Just stop there a minute. How many have been to the tropics? How many have been to Hawaii or been to the islands? Amen. On the tropics and the islands, there's palm trees all along those beach fronts. And there's great winds and hurricanes and storms that come off of those seas. And the palm tree will bend, but it will not break. And the fruit still remains, because the root is never broken off, and it still supplies. And God said, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. What's that flourishing in? In the midst of the storm, in the midst of adversity, my anchor holds, though my tiny ship is tattered. My sail is tattered, I think is what it said. Then he says, I think it was my anchor holds. That's right. Yeah. Hallelujah. Aren't y'all glad I didn't sing that to you? But then he didn't stop there. The psalmist said, and he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Now, if you'd studied that cedar in Lebanon, it's one of the biggest, deepest root trees there is. They're so strong, the winds in a tornado or a hurricane can't even move that tree. And God says, on Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Sometimes you need to move with the winds of adversity, and sometimes you just need to stand still and wait upon the Lord. Amen. Amen. Stand firm. Stand firm in him. Then he says, he didn't stop there. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. In other words, God just didn't put you in a plant, in a church. He planted you. And if he planted you in a church, he says, you're to produce. Wait a minute. Flourish in the courts. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. If you're breathing, God is not done. Look to the next one beside you and say, are you breathing? God's not finished with you. He still has something for you to do for the benefit of others. Hallelujah. They shall be fat and flourishing. Now, he didn't talk about going and getting a beast or anything. Fat in his goodness, in his riches, in his word. Amen. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. And when I was looking at that, the Lord reminded me in Proverbs 4, where Solomon said, for you and I, in verse 18, he said, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto that perfect day. Amen. Wait a minute. The path of the just is like a shining light that shineth more and more. In other words, if we're to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works, give the Father in heaven all the glory, and the path of the just, those that are being justified through Christ Jesus, the path of the just is like a shining light that shineth more and more. Amen. Hey, in other words, our light's got to continue to shine. In the midst of the darkness that we're facing, we're not fighting darkness with darkness. Amen. We're fighting the adversary with the light, God's light. And we know that we win the battle. And sometimes we might lose a war here and there, and a battle here and there, but we win the war. Amen. That's my thing digging. So in 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul writing to his student Timothy, he said in verse 15, and the reason I'm using this here is in the midst of Job's complaining and the midst of Job's trial, Job went through some tests. And in the midst of it, the Lord spoke to him and said, Job, you need to stand. You need to be steady and you need to be strong. Because I said I would never leave you nor forsake you. I told you, son, that I'd be as close as the call of my name. Amen. And for you and I, just as the Apostle Paul wrote to his student Timothy, in 1 Timothy 4, verse number 15, he said this, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Amen. In other words, what we're going through is not just for our benefit, but it's for the benefit of others. There's more people watching you as a child of God. This thing is great. I have to find me a new system. Hallelujah. Probably late for that. My jacket. Hallelujah. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us? In Job 17, again, back to our text, in verse number 10, he says, but as for you all, do you return and come now? You know, and what the Lord is saying is, we can't do anything about yesterday, but learn from it. And God, through his word today, is challenging you and I in these last days that we're in to take a stand for the kingdom of God, to be steady, to be strengthened by him. He says to you and I in Proverbs 4. Verse number 5. Tell us to get wisdom and get understanding to avoid evil. And one of the things that really the Lord has really placed in my heart, listen to me. It is happening so much in the body of Christ. We do not fight evil with evil. God called us as His servants to minister in love. God declared that we shall know the truth and the truth shall make us free. But we have to understand that no one comes to the Father but by the Son. And no one comes to the Son except the Father draw him. This is the time of the harvest. This is the time of the last days. This is the time for us to reach the lost. This is the time for us to minister to the sinner. The grace and the love of God. God says, church, don't forget where He found you. Don't forget it was by grace that you were saved by faith. It was a gift of God, not of works, lest any of us should boast. God's love came and met us where we were and changed and transformed our lives. And if He can change you, what makes you think He can't change them? Hello? God said, this is the season and the time when His love needs to abound. Love will cover a multitude of sins. You hear what God is saying to you and I? He says in verse number 5 of Proverbs 4, He said, get wisdom. Get understanding, forget it not. Decline from the words of my mouth. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all the getting, get understanding. God is calling you and I as His church, as the body of Christ, to take a stand for the kingdom of God. To be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And when you feel like you can't do it, then you're in that place where you're in dependency, and He wants you in a place of dependency. I don't know. He's made us kind of codependent. We're dependent on Him, and we're dependent on others. Now, the world wants to take that codependency, and He wants you to be dependent on something of darkness. But God wants you to know how valuable you are, how much worth you have, and even though you may be going through something. He says, all things are working for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. He's called you. He's anointed you for a time such as now. And like never before, listen to me. There's been a great separation in the body of Christ. I'm telling you, there's been a great separation in the body of Christ. It's time for the church to arise, and there's an end time harvest like never before. I believe there's more coming than there's going to leave behind. I believe there's a move of God that's going to touch people that you thought would never come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's a move of God. It's not a move of man. So many times men are trying to move and trying to accomplish things. They're trying to do things. But He says, no. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge me, and I'm going to direct your path. He's going to give us guidance. He's going to give us direction. And we're going to celebrate His goodness and His mercy. Amen. Bow your heads and let's pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. Grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you called each and every one of us for a time such as now. So, Father, I pray, Father God, I pray for that one that's listening, that the one that's watching, that one that's not serving you, Father God. I pray for that one that's in and out. Father, your word declares that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Spirit of God, minister to hearts and lives. Touch them in such a supernatural way. Father, I thank you, Father God, that your word declares that you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. We send those stripes out today. We send the word out today, Father God, by the power of God, and we speak to disease. We bind it by the name of Jesus. Father, there's a viral infection. It's called COVID, Father God. We bind the viral infection right now with the power and authority of Jesus' name. We thank you for the helpers and the workers, Father God. We speak a hedge of protection around them all to protect them, to keep it from touching them and their households and their families. Father, our desire is to do what you want us to do. So, Father God, I pray that you minister to every heart and every life that's in this room. Father God, I pray that you strengthen them by your power and your might. Father God, that they can do everything that you called them to do because their trust and their hope is in you. Your word declares, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Father, you called your children to be the peacemakers. There's peace that needs to be made in families, with loved ones. There's forgiveness that needs to come, whether they've earned it or merited or deserve it. We did not deserve the forgiveness we received. It came to us by grace. It came to us through mercy. It came to us through love. So help us, Lord, to forgive and release others. So, Lord, we praise you and we give you glory for all that you have done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do. And we'll never cease to give you all the praise and the glory, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.